Darren Copeland Experience. You've never heard anything like it.
Falling asleep at the wheel again, baby. You're drifting over the line, yeah. Your hands are tied, but you're losing grip quickly. Fix me, can you read the signs? Coming your way to Vegas.
Is that me? Am I on? That's my ears. My ears are deaf.
What?
My ears no working. Oh, man. I was breaking down. I was breaking down the Colorado Rockies, and I was looking at the against the divisions. The Rockies have a slight problem against the National League East. They're 4-4 against them. As for the Central, they're 13-7 versus Central. They're 20-11 against the West, which is by far the best. Against the West, in the West, and intra-league, they're 5-4 against right-handed pitching. They're 13-8 against left-handed pitching. They're 12-8. So, you know, this goes back to what we've been talking about, that they just are very balanced, and that's what kind of everyone's sort of finding out, is that the Rockies. I don't know what to make of the Houston Astros. I mean, they're a very good team, but they've got some holes. They do have some holes. They do have some injuries. A lot of starters are injured for them. But it doesn't matter when you have that offense. But the Rockies might be the most complete team in the major leagues. And yes, we always hear about the Yankees and judge this and judge that, but he's good, don't get me wrong. For God's sakes, he's a polar bear. I mean, Broncos fans, how would you like to have Chris Judge as your tight end? What is he, 6'8", 270? I mean, that sounds like a pretty good tight end to me. Maybe we can give him a switch. Did you see that by any chance, Alex? Did you see that home run that he hit the other day that went 496 feet?
No,
he hit it.
Holy cow!
He hit it.
That's like a video game.
Yes. Well, he hit it in. I believe he was in New York. So I believe he was at home, but he hit a home run, like onto the concourse, like way up. People just don't hit it there. He's just so big, and he hits the ball a long way. And he's a pretty good defensive player. He's made a couple good diving catches. I mean, he's there for his offense, but you know, come on. If you can have a giant running around seriously, Godzilla. But listen, we should be. Do you know why I'm totally hyped up on the Rockies right now?
No, why?
Because this is now the most depressing time of the year for every single Coloradan.
Usually.
The end of optional or mandatory training camp for the Broncos, and now they're gone for
a month. There's nothing, no football.
Nothing.
It's a big football town here.
Yep.
Understandable.
Lynch looked good on Tuesday.
Well, the Rockies are usually crummy right now, too.
Doesn't matter, man. Since when has baseball influenced whether or not people from Denver and from Colorado go to Rockies baseball games?
I mean, I've been going a lot more. More than I have in the past 7 years. Combined, I've gone already this year.
What's that, four?
Seven.
You've gone to seven games?
Yeah.
Wow. Because you want to go up to the top, the rooftop.
No. I stay down on the lower concourse.
Where they're bringing the beers to you.
Yeah.
You don't have to go wait in line.
Or do that deal with the two-for-one club level tickets.
Oh yeah,
that's a great deal.
I got a pass.
Yeah, I know.
I just walk in.
You stop bragging.
Well, I walk in.
I'm just telling you.
I actually had someone one time.
You're there for work. Work.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Well, no. I mean, listen. I haven't done this yet, but it's I'm totally not opposed to it. But there are plenty of guys who I've met, or plenty of people who you would all know.
Yeah.
Who show up to games.
Just to show up?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think you should show up to games and show. I mean, even if you're not working them. So, like, sometimes I will go to games. Like, I'm not necessarily working day baseball all the time, but I will go to a game.
Yeah.
Like, I may go tomorrow just, you know, to the pre-game festivities before I come to work.
Now, when you go and you're not working, do you cheer?
Well, you can't really cheer in the press box.
Yeah, no, I know that.
But what I'll do is I will go and so
can
what?
You give a silent fist pump.
Well. Listen, there's cheering that goes on in the press box. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
It's not really. I remember I got mad at Patrick Saunders one time, or made a joke about him because he was rooting for the Rockies were getting absolutely crushed, and so they were rooting for, you know, a quick 1-2-3 inning. You know.
Okay. Yeah.
And
let's get out of here quick.
And I said, Patrick, there's no cheering in the press box. And everyone just started laughing because we were all cheering for the Rockies to go quietly in the ninth down, you know, a lot. But it happens. But what they'll do is they'll bring their family and they'll take their family and they'll get their family's tickets, but then they'll just go in with their pass.
Okay.
And so they'll go and they'll sit with their family, or if they can't, then they'll go up and sit in the press box or do whatever.
Yeah.
And then they'll just go spend the day with their family down there. And I mean, that's the way to get in for free. Which, you know, I'm not opposed to that. I mean, it's not like you're taking someone's seat. You know, you can. I mean, what are you going to do? You can hang out. You can have your little kid on your lap.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't feel that, but that, you know, that's, well, they do sometimes. But listen, there are plenty of things to do at Rockies without actually having to watch baseball. I mean, you don't have to watch baseball to go to the Rockies. It's definitely fun to watch them, especially when they're whooping up on the Giants. But, I mean, there's other things to do. But now with the Broncos being out for a month and Lynch being good one day and Simeon being good one day, there's no solution on the quarterback front.
Yes, still undecided.
Still undecided. And the angst is going to... And this is what is actually makes what listening to some of the other radio stations around so funny, because the ones that really concentrate on, you know who we're talking about, the ones who concentrate on NFL the whole time, what are they going to be able to do to talk football for this month?
Oh, it's going to be a bunch
nothing,
of made-up
stories. Nothing. Story. Nothing. Well, do you know what you're going to hear? Do you know what you're going to hear?
What
I was Vaughn, I was listening to...
what,
I was listening
Vaughn
to,
after
no,
breakfast?
I was listening, no, because he's not going to tell you. He's going to be gone somewhere.
Howard's chickens.
Probably delicious. His chickens are probably delicious.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you're going to be hearing about, like, all the 30 for 30s that people were watching.
Yes.
You're going to be hearing about...
Been starting to hear that. I guess the Boston Lakers one.
Yeah,
is
great. I mean, listen,
right,
they're all great.
Yeah.
But
most
what's
of them.
Okay, but what's there to... But talk radio... I mean, not that I'm coming up with, you know, arguing topics. I mean, we could do that. But how can you really argue about whether or not that's a good... It was good.
Yeah.
It was good. And people forget sometimes how good the Boston Celtics were in the 60s. They were really good.
They were. They were in the finals a lot.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah. Did they win 10? They would 10 straight or something like that?
Yeah, and I think they won...
They lost one to Wilt.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the most shocking thing about the 60s is that Wilt Chamberlain only won one title. I mean, that's crazy.
That's the craziest thing? Yeah.
That well, I mean, besides that the Celtics won it with Bill Russell and a bunch of white guys. And then when Red Auerbach wanted a coach, he picked Bill Russell.
Yeah.
Do you know why? Because no one was going to say no to Bill Russell because that guy was a bad mamma jamma.
Yeah, he was. It was.
Still is. Yeah. I could take him now.
I would pay to see that.
No, because it would be quick and it would be
hilarious.
Brutal. Oh, no, not
hilarious
at all.
Yes, it would
As
be
I
hilarious.
Lie in a puddle of my own quivering soul, just like, ah, ah, ah. Get me an ambulance.
I need to go to the bathroom.
I need an ambulance.
Whambulance?
Ambulance.
Whambulance.
Whamma-lamma-jam. Ambulance. Whamma-jamma-jam.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. We'll be right back.
They looking at us. They looking at us. They looking at us. Everybody in the club.